Indians struggle, no to score runs. Mike Snyder Sports coming up. Tim Dimoff with me now from Sachs Consulting Investigative Services, our go-to guy on the investigations and laws. The Stand Your Ground law became in effect today. It was signed by the governor back in January. It expands the so-called Stand Your Ground right from your house, your car, to really any place, and really changes the burden of proof on this thing if something were to go to trial, if you use your gun in self-defense. Tim?
Yeah. The burden of proof switches where the prosecution would have to prove that the person with the carry concealed weapon acted inappropriately, whereas the person who is the aggressor is the one that's going to have to now have the burden of proof that they did not do anything wrong.
In the law, the measure expands the so-called stand your ground right from the individual's house or car to really any place that they're legally allowed, I guess, to have a weapon. So you could set up many different scenarios then if you're out and you use the weapon for stand your ground now.
Yeah, Bill, the basic problem here is someone becomes aggressive towards you, comes at you with a gun, a knife, a crowbar. You know, the way the law stood before, you had to prove, as the innocent victim of this aggression, that you retreated, that you ran, that you took steps back. And the definition of that was very tough, because what is retreating in the old law? Is it taking four steps back, or is it running around a block and the guy's still chasing you? So that was the reason that there was so much pressure from civilians and firearm carriers, is why should I have to prove that I retreated when the aggressor is the one that should be the one that has to prove they weren't being aggressive?
Tim Dimoff, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services. I don't know if you want to give advice, but I was told by an attorney once, if you were ever in a situation where you did fire on somebody because you were defending yourself, that's the first thing you say to the police. You say that to anyone that asks you in the police when they show up. I felt for my life was in danger. You've got to get that defense on the record the first thing.
Bill, that's exactly right. And realistically, the only reason you should use your firearm carry concealed weapon and the only response you should have is the fact that you feared for your life of serious injury or death to you or to a loved one that was with you. And that's it. And if that danger does not exist, then you shouldn't be using your firearm at all anyway. And that is the only reason, and that is the only response you should clearly give to the police. And then, realistically, you should say no more.
The Stand Your Ground law, signed by Governor DeWine back in January, officially takes effect today. Tim Dimoff, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services, with his take on it. Tim, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.
Now, opponents say, look, it doesn't mean you can shoot and ask questions later. You still have to have some concern for your defense in a situation, but at least it changes the whole burden, if you will, back with the prosecutors.